Milo's Pro Rewards members. Save big during Lowe's Pro Savings Days. Get your member volume discount plus an extra 5% off eligible orders with a quote of $2,000 or more. And buy more and save more with up to 20% off in-stock molding when you spend $250 or more. Members get more at Lowe's. Valid through 7/31. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Can't be combined with any contract or special pricing. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit the Pro Desk or Lowe's.com/terms for more details. Subject to change.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Dree.
Let's talk about this. A father in the new Netflix documentary, Trust Me, The False
Prophet.
This is
no laughing matter, by the way.
Oh, my God. The False Prophet gave his 9-year-old daughter to a man named Samuel Bateman, a self-proclaimed prophet of an FLDS polygamist sect who had more than 20 wives, at least 10 of them children. It's on Netflix right now. It just came out this week. When investigators knocked on the door, that father looked them in the eye and said Bateman was just a family friend, his own child, his own lie. You watch the doc and you see the sealed trailer full of a trailer full of girls, arrests, the courtroom. But what won't leave you alone in this after you watch it is the family footage. The way these women smiled while they were being destroyed, the way nobody flinched. What does a man have to do to your mind before you'll sacrifice your own kid to believe you're saving her? That's the magic, very dark magic, if you will, of the FLDS and Samuel Bateman. It's definitely worth watching when you get a chance. We're going to be talking about it on some upcoming episodes here. I got a letter or a comment here. It says, I watched a Netflix doc on Samuel Bateman, the FLDS cult leader who ended up with over 20 wives, kids as young as 9. And the thing that gets me is 3 years before all of this, he was broke and homeless. And that's where the documentary starts, too. He's broke and he's homeless. No money, no followers, nothing. What is someone like Robin seeing in a guy like that that the rest of us are missing? Basically, how does a guy go from literally Loserville, having nothing to do with Warren Jeffs? It's not like he was like Warren Jeffs' right-hand man or something. Warren Jeffs goes off to prison. They're looking for a leader. This guy's a loser living in his van. And suddenly, he's got umpteen wives. I mean, how does one do this behaviorally?
There's a leadership void. When they set it up, you can really kind of see this take place when Warren Jeffs gets placed in prison. Warren Jeffs in FLDS was the only person that could approve people having children. So FLDS did not go away with Warren Jeffs in prison. He had his tribe so brainwashed as him as a prophet, because what they did was, again, they took a section of religious belief system of Mormonism and made it fundamentalist. Mm-hmm. And that's what the whole thing's based on. So they took it as polygamy, Warren Jeffs, and he was a prophet of God, and his word was as if it was coming from God. And so as he's behind bars, he became less and less connected with the community. So they were completely leaderless. It's like a concave, you know, it's like if you think of like that umbrella, the top umbrella that we learned in IBLP is completely gone. So they were leaderless, but still functioning, minorly functioning, but they were dying off. And so here's this complete moron, loser in life, kind of like I just, you know, the related thing we've covered in the past made me think of Chad Vallow, actually. Because, you know, Daybell, you know, here's a guy that couldn't do anything in life. He's failed at everything. So let's marry into Lori Daybell and kill people off for their life insurance policies, including our own kids. So this guy, he saw a leadership vacancy at the top. He swoops in and he starts engaging and calling himself the prophet. And the way he did it is very, it's such a simple thing he did. Mm-hmm. But we're dealing with people that are brainwashed. They have simple, their minds are very simple, unfortunately.
Yeah.
He said that Warren Jeffs is dead. He's communicating with me from beyond the grave, and he's named me his prophet. Honor me. That's it. We're all in. And now he counseled and helped some people that were struggling, some of the guys, and he got one of these guys on board that's actually a decent businessman, which had daughters and a family, and this guy proclaimed himself a prophet, said Warren Jeffs anointed him, and I am your new guy. Give me all your wives and daughters.
What?
It was that simple.
And that's, I think that's the madness of all of this. It is that simple. It would not be hard to start a cult. I say this every time we get into this.
Because
it's like, that's it? Like, that's the recipe? Yeah. Go to a group of disenfranchised people that are willing to believe almost anything, are very simple in their way of thinking because it's all they know from birth. Tell them anything. They will believe you. Ta-da! I mean, this whole community, it's really, what's the, it's like something Creek where they all live in Utah.
Crick.
Yeah,
Crick.
The Creek.
And it's,
I mean, my God, I mean, what a vulnerable group of human beings. I mean, it's like it could have gone anyway. It could have gone to Bateman or, you know, if Amway or Mary Kay came into town.
Yeah.
My God, this could have turned into the multi-level marketing capital of the world.
And it still can be better than this. And I think it's important to, because I've read this with other cults as well. It's not like... simple-minded people are the only people susceptible to this. A lot of people are very intelligent people are susceptible. I mean, look at IBLP. I don't think there's a lot of, it's not, it can
some
suck
are
in
just easier it, targets than others.
It can suck in a lot of people in a lot of different ways. And because they're all, I don't want to ever victim blame people that fall into a cult because there's all different versions of it because there's a lot of things in life that are really cultish. But this one doing harm was huge. Mm-hmm. And they had that vacancy at the top. If this is all you know in a system and you have a belief system, that which is founded upon Mormonism, which is a larger structure, and this is just a fundamental part of it, that's how you're living. It's how you grew up. It's all you know. And so when someone comes in and says, I'm the new anointed prophet, it wasn't all that difficult. It really wasn't.
Are some brains just wired better to operate in that sort of an environment? I mean, we have, there's nations that are basically like cults in certain ways on very big levels where there's this strong man at top and everybody believes it. You got, certainly some free thinking folks that are like, yeah, that's bullshit. But you have many that suck up the Kool-Aid and eat it and drink it and they love it. And it provides their sense of security. They don't have to think. You know, I mean, that's the lovely thing about the cult mentality is the thinking's done for you. You just have to show up, basically. I mean, are there just certain brains where that's how it works? That's the track that they're going to go on any time that if you can choose your path, they're going to pick the cult path because that's how the ridges in their brain line up. That's the path that works better for them. And there's really, no matter how many facts, no matter how many things are exposed, no matter how many people fall, they're still going to go down that path because you still see it. There's still followers of Bateman out there.
Yeah. I think, again, I'm going to take a guess at this just on human nature in general and our biology and genetics because I haven't actually dove on that question yet.
Yeah.
But I'm going to call it both nature and nurture. I think some people are genetically probably more predisposed to being susceptible to suggestion. That's how a hypnotist works. I mean, it's all about suggestion. You know, it's getting the brain to relax. It's getting your defenses down and then being open to suggestion that can be explained emotionally to people because most human beings don't act and think logically and pragmatically or respond to really objective thinking. We're much more emotional thinking. And so when you have someone knows how to wield emotional levers against you, they tend to be more susceptible. Someone that questions things, that tends to interrogate information more, and it tends to be more curious, they're less susceptible for it. It doesn't mean that they're inoculated against it necessarily, unless you do things like we do in our entire audience. That's when we study these things every week. It's hard to imagine any one of us is really susceptible at this point. I'm not saying 100% because you never know, but you tend to inoculate yourself more when you study it, interrogate it, question it, think about it. But yeah, I think it's both nature and nurture, depending on how you grew up, what you grew up, what your triggers are for feeling safe, what your needs, wants, dreams, and desires are to feel safe, combined with genetically predisposition for some people being more susceptible to suggestion.
Here's another one. It says the doc shows Bateman driving around Short Creek with all his wives sitting on the flatbed trailer in matching dresses, singing in broad daylight. The whole town could see. Nobody called anybody. Nobody does anything. What would it actually take for you to be the person who picks up the phone? Tanya said that on Substack. That's an interesting thought. I mean, are groups like this, have we been too damn tolerant of people's choices of religion in this country for too long? I mean, I know it's part of what we're founded on is freedom of religion, but freedom of religion is one thing. It's not freedom to abuse other people in the name of religion. And I feel like for far too long, we've lived in a world where, well, yes, it's freedom of religion, but what's going on behind that? Is it just religion that we're teaching here, or is it control? And granted, all religion is kind of that to a certain extent, but are we not calling out the bullshit when we see the bullshit? I mean, there certainly has been groups that have, and people do, but at the same point, that also further enmeshes them into their own groups, because then they're being persecuted. It's the outside world that's saying we're bad, and they're the enemy. They're the bad people that are saying we're bad, so they get even stronger and tighter. Or is this just this old as humanity? We're always going to have folks who like cults and are drawn to cults and create cults, and we're just going to have to deal with it. But I guess accepting it as being part of our culture and part of our society, putting it on TV, not shaming it where shaming should be done. There's a reason at times in life to shame people for bad behavior, and we're very afraid to do that these days. Should we have more shaming of this sort of behavior? I mean, seriously, should there be more of acceptance to shame shit? Because not everything is acceptable. There is bad behavior that people should be ashamed of. It shouldn't be broadcast on fucking TV.
I think it really comes down to interrogating what it is you're witnessing and what it is you're part of. If you look at the research on it, out of all the cults out there, and cult, there's actually a definition of cults, and they're basically everything we see. There's also an intent to do harm, and there's always a sexual aspect to it, a sexual manipulation of some sort or sexual mm-hmm. abuse. That's what differentiates that from many other things that are also control issues. As a species, what bound us together beyond the simple primate is our ability to tell stories, gossip, and share and have a collective story that we believe in. A lot of them come through fear, because fear brings control. A lot of religions have some sort of aspect of that, but also religion as a basis for cults is only 51%. The 49% is political type cults as well. So it's just, I think religion tends to be used more than other modes of cult activities, because it is protected in the mentality of people because of religious freedom. So those that wish to abuse, take control of, and manipulate people can hide under the guise, even though it has nothing to do with religion in their mind. They're using the framework that's already established. They're using the protection of the fact that it's religion, so you can't judge it, and they're going to use it, and they're going to handpick elements that they want out of documents like the Bible or documents out of political doctrine as well. It doesn't matter. All these grand manipulators out there are using some form of something that's already established with think about it. There's pre-existing believers in all these things, because the species has been around. We've been around collecting information to be able to write it down and share it for a very long time. So all you got to do is capitalize on what's already in place, and then you love bomb people, you validate people, and you groom them into a belief system, and then you just shift it slowly along the way into this, this, and this, and now you have your own belief system, your own cult. You're the leader. You're the elected president, or you're the elected prophet, or chosen prophet, self-proclaimed. It doesn't matter. It's all the same thing. So religion just gets tend to use more because they tend to have societal protections because of religious freedom.
Yeah. And it's amazing with, with Warren Jeffs and with Bateman, just how powerful the power of his suggestion was to these people. Because he didn't have to do anything magic. He didn't have to like, ooh, I'm going to make water into wine or, you know, things, you know, that like prove that you're the prophet, prove that you are some sort of magical thing from the other side or that you have these power. It's just, I feel I should be sleeping with your kids. It's like what, and they're like, oh, okay. I mean, it was a little more complex than that, but it's there was no, they didn't need confirmation to believe. And that I think is what I think is most shocking to a lot of people about this.
You know, it was really striking watching that Netflix series, Trust Me, was what Bateman was doing and what, and they gave some examples. Remember, they use emotion because remember, we think and make decisions emotionally more than anything else as a species, especially people that are more susceptible than others sometimes. And what he was doing was as he was abusing girls, what he was then saying was, and how did you feel? And you could see they were saying, and you could see the reactions of they were gross, they were repulsed. But now what he did, he said, that was a spirit of God. I'm paraphrasing, that was a spirit of God coming to you. That was actually, he redefined for them what that emotion was.
Yeah.
And he said, that's a good emotion. That's what they do. They take that natural emotional response you have, they grab it and they manipulate it. And that's what horrendous monsters like him do. They know the emotional response that all these girls are, they weren't all in. They had the natural emotional response they should have had, and they did have a repulsion, disgust, and all that. He just redefined what that was. And since it's me, the chosen prophet, that's a good thing that you felt. And then he had them write down. I mean, like, I come from an age where when I got punished in school, can you imagine I got punished for talking too much?
No.
They had me write, my fifth grade teacher had me write silly sentences. Or I will not talk so much in class. I will not talk so. And so he was doing exactly the same thing. I love the living F out of Samuel. I love the living. So he had them write and they were self indoctrinating themselves because of the exercises he's giving them. He's redefining their emotions, telling them what they are. I mean, that's exactly what's going on.
And they all have a lack of loving critics. No one was there to say,
You're taught to fear loving critics because they're full of Satan. They're devils.
Yeah. Anyone who's a loving critic is a devil. Witchcraft.
I want to give a huge shout out to the documentarian on that. Yeah. Christine reached out. We reached out to her yesterday. We'll hopefully get a response. We'd love to have her on. Yeah. This is one of the most, kind of like Siobhan Scott on our show. She's one of the most courageous individuals that really dove deep. She did the most amazing undercover work for 3 years, unguided by FBI or anyone else, on a mission to save these girls. I got my goosebumps and tears going. It was one of the most compelling stories of compassion I've ever seen in my entire life of what she did selflessly at her own peril to do this. And she was absolutely masterful. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, she did. It's quite a story. It's on Netflix right now, by the way, just dropped earlier this week. And if you want to binge something this weekend or whenever you're watching,
it's worth in a safe place.
Worth checking out. All next week, we'll be doing a five-part series on the FLDS and going into this story in greater depth. Or did we do that this week? Was that this week, Todd? Was that, when does that drop? Is that
next
this week?
Next week.
Okay. Yep. Next week, a five-part, if you really also want to hear deep into this, the FLDS and the Bateman. Yeah, it's all there. So press subscribe so you don't miss that next week. All right, that's going to wrap up our programs.
Wow.
Our programming day, our broadcast hour for the day and the week. Your thoughts in the comments section, love to read them. So please do that. Press subscribe wherever you're getting podcasts so you don't miss any of our conversations and our reporting. We greatly thank you for that. Robin's book, It's Not All About Me. It's available right here. Go get it.
Oh, and also, please leave a review, too, if you read it. Yeah. Thank you very much. I know a lot of people bought it, but I'm also asking for reviews on Amazon. It helps other people see it more. So thank you. Those algorithms love picking it up. Thank you, Tony.
There it is. There it is. Woo! Check it out wherever you get books. Seriously, do. It's great. All right. Until next time, for Todd, for Robin, I'm Tony Bruschi. We will talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play. Only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.